producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are, gathered together to stoke the flames of liberty. And unfortunately for us this evening, Robert Scott Bell is not with us, but he's doing the yeoman's share of work at the Right to Try Conference in Kuchara, Colorado. I thought I'd take a few moments to describe for you the problem that gives rise to the Right to Try Conference, and it is a very grave problem for liberty. When people are in extremis, when they're on their last leg, when you have a terminal illness, the last thing in the world you want to lose is control over your treatment plan. You want to be able to decide with your own physician and with others what treatment is best for you. That's particularly true when there is no treatment known to cure your disease and your disease is lethal. So, it is in precisely those circumstances that people come to realize all too suddenly that the federal government has to agree for you to receive any experimental treatment. You can't just agree with a drug company to get an experimental drug. You can't just agree with a clinical investigator somewhere to be participant in a clinical trial for an experimental drug. You have got to get the agreement of the Food and Drug Administration. And what happens is the sponsor of the trial has to submit your information to the federal government, to the FDA, and the FDA has to say, yes, we agree this person can be admitted into the trial. But what happens when the FDA disagrees? What happens when the FDA refuses to allow you to fight for your own life on your own terms? And instead says, as it has several times in the past, many of which were instances where I was involved as a lawyer, they would tell the patient, I'm sorry, we don't think you should be a participant in this clinical trial for one reason or another, and instead you should go back and receive the treatments you were getting before. That is, the failed treatments, or the treatments that we know are not curative. That is a very cruel death sentence that can be given to you by the FDA at its virtually unbridled discretion. And it is that problem that the Right to Try Conference is addressing. And in particular, it's advocating legislation which would assure you the right to choose the treatment of your choice so long as you were fully informed of the known risks and benefits of that treatment, which is, after all, something that is fundamental, so fundamental that one would say you should have a right to make such a choice without question, unimpeded, without any interference from the federal government. It should be, if there is a company willing to supply the drug and appropriate medical care for you in the administration of the drug, you should have the right to receive that drug. even if it has not undergone FDA's pre-market approval. Well, later in the program, Norm Singleton and I will take this topic up again. Norm and I fought many years for legislation initially written by Congressman Ron Paul to get the right to try freedom of informed choice to be the law of the land. And to date, it has not yet passed, even though you would think that that would be something that you would have as a right without the need for the passage of legislation. But the FDA has taken regulatory steps to prevent you from having that right, so the only way to change it is either by court action or by legislation. Well, with me here tonight, as usual, is Cheryl Chumley, and I'm very grateful to have her here. And I'm also quite interested, turning to this topic, in your opinion of this whole Cruz Carson flap over the Iowa caucus, and whether or not you think that's going to have any effect long term on Cruz's campaign.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jonathan. Yes, I do think that it is going to have some effect on Cruz's long-term campaign, mostly because Rubio and Trump won't let it die. I think they're going to use this as a political wedge to drive their poll numbers even higher. And, you know, it's a shame to be a fan of Cruz and to find out, you know, that he may have done something a bit shady here. At first, when I first heard the news break, I sided on his camp side, and I actually thought it was due to CNN, their tweet, and that the Cruz camp was simply retweeting it. But as the days go by and you find out more and more details about what went on, it certainly does look a little bit shady.
It does. Certainly, there was malfeasance here by Cruz operatives when they communicated to delegates who were Carson committed that Carson had dropped out of the race when he hadn't, in order to induce them to come to Cruz. And no one knows at this point how many people were affected by that appeal. Some speculate that if it were the case that four people were affected in each of the 1,500 caucus sites, that that would account for Cruz's victory over Trump. But we just don't know. But what we do know is that he didn't tell, you know, that was a lie that was communicated. Now, we don't know whether Cruz knew of that or not. But we do know, at least, that it occurred, and that Cruz has yet to terminate anyone for any malfeasance. Now, I don't know whether he's going to, but it seems to me that that is a most unfortunate event. And that it will, I agree with you, I think it will have a long-lasting impact on his campaign. Now, the focus now is on the New Hampshire primaries, and both for the Republicans and the Democrats, as Hillary Clinton tries to deal with an overwhelming majority that appears to be heading in Sanders' direction, something like 60%. Among registered Democrats, 60% now in New Hampshire seem to be heading in Sanders' direction. And this comes at a time when the information concerning her unauthorized and unlawful, really, misappropriation or negligent handling of classified emails has gotten even worse, with the revelation that there's some 22 emails that were top secret that contained both method and personal individual intelligence for operatives that has been found on her personal server. This revelation establishes really something that now I think is irrefutable, that she has violated federal law, which does not allow for the mishandling of classified information, let alone the most the top secret information that she has in her server. So What do you think of all this? I mean, she really is walking a tightrope, and I do think that James Comey is likely to recommend that she be indicted based on the evidence that has come to light so far, and there's still more to come.
Well, I definitely think she's showing a little bit of desperation on the campaign trail, due not just because of the email issue that won't die, but I think more because of Bernie Sanders' surprising surge in the polls. I mean, she can't just shake him, and I think that at the beginning of the campaign, she was all too ready to dismiss him, and now he's just as the days go by, he just keeps picking up more and more esteem, and that has to be worrisome to her camp, no matter what they say. As far as her email scandal continues to go, I think she received actually a little bit of boost on her side when the State Department retroactively classified some emails from former Secretary of State Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, and now it's kind of putting the spotlight on Republicans in much the same way as Republicans are putting the spotlight on Hillary Clinton. So I think that perhaps some of that email stuff will die down now that Colin Powell has actually come out and said that he stands by Clinton's side. But I just think this is going to be an ongoing issue. Wherever she campaigns, the email issue is going to rear its head. And eventually, it would be nice if she answered the questions.
Well, I do think that as far as James Comey is likely concerned, this is a straight rule of law issue. She has done something for which others have been prosecuted and incarcerated even. And those actions of allowing classified information to be placed on a personal, unsecured server is in and of itself sufficient to justify her prosecution. So I think that in the end, Comey will recommend to the Attorney General that she be prosecuted. I think all the other information that someone else may have done something similar, so on, may be a source for further investigation, but I don't believe that's going to deter James Comey for a minute in deciding whether or not she broke the law. And if she did break the law, I fully expect him to recommend to the Attorney General that she be prosecuted. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at the Republican side here in New Hampshire and whether Cheryl thinks that Donald Trump will maintain his enormous lead. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and have 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Cheryl Chumley and I are here. Robert is in Kuchara, Colorado at the Right to Try Conference and unfortunately isn't here with us tonight, so we're doing the best we can without him. But he'll be back, so don't worry. He'll probably be back within an hour or two for the remainder of today's program with Robert. But turning to the Republican side, Cheryl, Trump presently appears to have the polling advantage, substantial advantage over all the other parties. In fact, I think the highest percentage near him is fully about 10. Let's see, he's about 30 something, and Cruz is about 14, I guess. So he's about double the nearest contender. But what dynamic is coming to play here after Iowa that could affect the vote in New Hampshire? And what do you think each candidate's potential prospects are given the scene after Iowa?
Well, I think Trump has a much better chance in New Hampshire than he ever did even in Iowa. First off, because Iowa is such a ground game, door-to-door knocking, and Trump really didn't do that. But second off, because Iowa is much more evangelical, and that is definitely more Cruz's base than Trump's. But going into New Hampshire, Trump has a huge advantage. Polls put him up, like you said, nearly double from the second place one, which some polls put Rubio in second place, some put Cruz. So So I think Trump is going to come out of New Hampshire winning. I think the big news is going to be Rubio's surge, though, his continuing surge, because I think his positive message is really going to resonate in New Hampshire. Those voters are a lot more independently minded. They don't have single core issues so much as Iowa does. But I think the fact that Rubio is just so pro-America and he speaks very well, not just in prepared speeches, but also just fielding questions, I think his message is going to resonate. I think the surprise coming out is going to be Kasich. Some polls put him in a near tie with Cruz, so that's a little bit surprising at this point.
Well, one of the things that we see still happening is this tete-a-tete sort of a fight that is on a rather pedestrian level between Cruz and Trump. And I'm wondering how that is likely to affect both of their prospects, particularly in light of this surge that Rubio is showing since beginning in Iowa and now seemingly continuing in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'm going to predict that if they don't stop the negativity and the name-calling at each other and the mudslinging at each other, the attacks at each other, I'm predicting that Rubio is actually going to be able to capitalize on that because voters want to be inspired. You know, a lot of voters, they don't take the time to look in a candidate's background and look up all the issues. They like the feeling they get when they listen to candidates and candidates who make them feel good about themselves, about America, about the future. That's who they're drawn to. So Trump had that going in to Iowa. Coming out of Iowa, he's lost some of it a little bit, and now Rubio is actually picking up steam in that regard. Cruz, he's not as much touchy-feely with the voters as Rubio and Trump are, but he has a good constitutional message, and that, of course, still resonates.
Well, before we close this segment, I wanted to get Cheryl's take on Secretary of State John Kerry, who is in the hot seat, being asked to give a justification for $1.7 billion in assets that have been allowed to go to Iran. What do you think is likely to come out of that, Cheryl?
Yeah, isn't this crazy? The White House says the $1.7 billion payment to Iran was because of 1979 frozen funds. They had an agreement to release $400 million back to the country, so they were simply honoring it. And the other $1.3 billion is considered interest. But coincidentally, the same day that this payment was made, Iran released five Americans that they had held hostage for some of them for a very long time, including a Washington Post reporter and a Christian pastor. And, you know, some Republicans are calling it a ransom payment. And, you know, the House has been demanding an explanation.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much, as usual, for being on with us. We will now go to a break. And when we come back, we'll have Norm Singleton with us. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Well, there's that music that you associate with Robert Scott Bell, but Robert is not with us. He's in Kuchara, Colorado at the moment at the Right to Try conference, and so we are forging ahead without him, and he will be back soon, however, to be with us again. But we have one of our regulars with us again, Norm Singleton, who is the president of the Campaign for Liberty in Washington, D.C. And Norm, I wanted to ask you, as we think about Robert at the Right to Try conference, to try to recall the many years ago you and I worked together to draft legislation that Congressman Ron Paul wanted to introduce on this topic and did introduce and fought for it. I think he introduced it at least into two sessions, maybe more, of Congress. And that legislation, as I recall, would have given patients freedom to choose whatever treatment they wish to choose in combating their terminal illness, so long as it was based on fully informed consent.
Right, exactly. It was, and it would have stopped the FDA rules. And it was it's just when you think about it, it's a common sense idea. The idea that we even have to discuss this type of thing is just an absurdity. You know, the whole idea that, well, you're going to we're here as bureaucrats to stop you from taking dangerous treatments, you know, I guess the old equivalent of snake oil salesman, and we're here for your own good, but we're going to extend that to telling you that we've made the decision that you're better off with 100% chance of death than with taking a experimental treatment that maybe the odds of it succeeding are 50-50, so you have a 50% chance. Or maybe there's be a side effect there, but as long as you go in knowing what the side effects are, why shouldn't you make that decision that I'd rather live with certain side effects, even if they're permanent, at least, you know, I'll be alive. Or maybe some people might say, you know, I'd rather die than try a dangerous side effect and live with a drug and live with something, some disability and side effect. The point is, it's the individual's choice, and this is supposed to be a free country. You know, this isn't just a issue that would affect those people who have families who have suffered from terminal diseases and their families, because think about it. If the FDA, if the federal government can tell someone with cancer or Lou Gehrig's disease, or which my father had, and I can tell you that I am pretty sure that if there was an opportunity to try an experimental drug in his last days, he would have taken the opportunity. So that's yes. But what can they not deny you? If they can deny you that right to take a desperate attempt to save your life, and maybe not even a desperate attempt, because as you and I know, sometimes these things, they have been shown to work. It's just that the evidence is considered anecdotal, or it's in another country, and they just haven't gone through the hoops of the FDA approval process yet. What can't they tell you? If they can tell you, sorry, but you're better off with the death. We the government have determined you are better off with the death sentence. What in your life can you logically stand up and say, well, you can do that, but you can't do this?
Yeah, it's the grossest form of state paternalism that you can imagine, when you have sitting there in the FDA, far removed from the patient, the crisis in the family, the attending physician, the struggle to combat the terminal illness. You've got a bureaucrat sitting there who is a doctor, but who has no personal involvement whatsoever and is looking at your medical records and is deciding your fate, whether you will be required to continue a treatment that FDA has approved that is a failure in your case because the illness is terminal even with that treatment, or whether you'll be given a chance at an opportunity to try some experimental drug that might hold out the promise of a cure. And this is not a debate over whether somebody wants to cease treatment for a child. These people are fighting for their own lives. Of anyone who has the greatest interest in trying to survive, it has to be the person who is terminally ill, or the person who is the child who's terminally ill of a parent. They have the greatest interest in trying to find a way to survive. So as long as they're given fully informed consent, they know the risks and benefits of the treatment, then they should be given the right to pursue that treatment, and the party that has the drug should be given the authority to make that drug available. There should be no federal interference. Norm and I went over this time and again. It is outrageous, as Norm's pointing out, to have the government stand in the way between a terminally ill patient and access to a drug that could potentially save that patient's life, and to demand that that patient go back and receive a treatment that the attending physicians, that everybody, even the FDA, recognizes as virtually no hope of curing a person, or no hope at all. And that that vexing situation happens over and over again, and many a patient has come to me over that. Well, I'm glad to see that Robert is at the Right to Try conference, and that the Right to Try group is seriously trying to push legislation like the legislation that Norm and I worked on so many years ago for Congressman Ron Paul. And there are several courageous congressmen still on Capitol Hill who introduced this legislation and fight for it. It's happened fairly recently. I think there's a bill pending even in this session. But it never seems to get anywhere because the drug interests and the FDA lobby heavily against it.
Right. Morgan Griffin from Virginia has introduced the Compassionate Freedom of Choice Act in the last several Congresses since Dr. Paul has left Congress, and it's H.R. 790 in this Congress. It's a very important, important piece of legislation. And, of course, what's been going on at the state levels is also important. And, it's very interesting that in California, Jerry Brown vetoed a right to try legislation because he said that he didn't want to interfere with the FDA's process and the federal government. Yet he signed a right to die legislation, which also I think might have some issues of conflict with some federal statutes, maybe with Medicare, Medicaid rules. And also, I don't think Governor Brown would object to defying the federal laws regarding medical marijuana. At least I hope he wouldn't. So, that kind of doesn't make any sense. And there again, that's another part of this issue. It's federalism. If the federal government can tell states that want right to try legislation, and I think eventually we are going to have some kind of conflict between the right to try laws and the FDA rules, you can't have this type of right to try, or and you can't protect the rights of your citizens from the FDA when it comes to trying to save their lives. Again, what can't the federal government tell the states? I mean, as you, Jonathan, I'm sure remember from your constitutional law class and your years of involvement in the pro-liberty legal movement, I think a lot of us look at Wicker v. Filburn Filburn as the ultimate expression of just how far away from limited constitutional government we got. Remember where the New Deal era case where they said that it was okay for the U.S. Department of Agriculture to tell a farmer how much wheat he could grow, I think it was wheat, for his own use, because by growing wheat for his own use, he was affecting the national market because that land could be used for the national market, or he could be buying wheat from his fellow farmers or something like that. And that's a pretty outrageous thing. But again, they weren't telling Wicker that Wicker wasn't starving, and his only and they weren't telling him that you can't use the only realistic option you have to feed yourself and your family. Here, the FDA literally is sentencing people to death.
Right. Yeah, it is one of the most shocking things, I think, for people to come to grips with that. When someone is terminally ill, and they by definition that means that there is no cure that is FDA approved, that the federal government could actually prevent them from gaining access to an experimental drug that would hold out the potential for saving their lives. It's shocking and barbaric, but it is the way in which the Food and Drug Administration has treated many people. I represented a boy who had a glioblastoma and was successfully being treated by with antineoplastins by Dr. Brzezinski. And the FDA determined that he was inappropriately allowed into the clinical trial, so they ordered him off of the treatment. And we had to fight FDA with the help of Congressman Dan Burton over the course of over a month, with the FDA finally capitulating about 2 months out from the cessation of the treatments, only to have the boy die because the tumor was so aggressive that it had grown back and significantly became impossible to handle, despite the fact that the treatments from Brzezinski were actually shrinking the tumor. It's that kind of brutality with just a little boy that turns your stomach, makes you sick, and makes you realize just how offensive federal government can be. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to talk to Norm about the withdrawal from the race of Rand Paul and more. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with a Doc of Detox daily cleansing tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily cleansing tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it is the Robert Scott Bell Show, but Robert is not with us. He is in Kuchara, Colorado at the Right to Try Conference, and we wish him well there. They're doing good work. Norm and I were advocates of legislation a long time ago that moved in this direction to get the federal government out of the way of blocking people who are terminally ill from having access to their preferred treatments in fighting their diseases. And it's good to see that that legacy continues and that these individuals are trying to get passed in the states Right to Try legislation to overcome the barriers that the FDA sometimes places in front of people when they need their freedom the most, the FDA would take it away. Well, Norm, on the political front, I can't let you go without talking to us about what you understand the thinking to have been that caused Senator Rand Paul to withdraw from the race for the presidency.
Yeah. Well, you know, as a head of a C4, 501C4, we don't endorse or oppose any candidate for any office, including the presidency, but obviously on large swaths of our agenda are totally in line with Senator Paul's, which, since we were founded and our chairman is his father, shouldn't surprise anybody. On a personal level, you know, I was disappointed to see it, just because I think that even no matter what the polls showed, it was so wonderful and important to have that voice up there. You know, on a lot of issues, you know, Rand is so in sync with the liberty movement, so uncompromisingly and so passionately and so eloquently able to defend liberty in a way that few politicians are. But I think that you know, he decided, from what I can gather, that he didn't want to continue a campaign that wasn't going to be as successful as he hoped. The upside of this, the really good news, is that he is free to to concentrate on his Senate campaign, which he, I think, although the Democrats did finally find someone, a mayor of Louisville, who I think it's Louisville, who is very popular, but he still is considered a real underdog. Rand is considered likely to win, and with Rand running that one race now, that means that he is going to, that to me means that the odds of Rand keeping that seat just went from really, really, really good to really excellent. And that's very important because we certainly do need that voice for liberty in the Senate, And as I mentioned to you during the break, if you study American history, American political history, and the history of ideological movements, you'll find that that our history is littered with people from both left and right, from Robert Taft to Teddy Kennedy, who never made it to the White House, but they still changed the direction of American politics, changed the debate of their times, and in some ways, both for good and for not so good, in the case of a lot of what Senator Kennedy did, their impact is still felt, and maybe felt greater than some presidents. I mean, who had the bigger long term effect on America, Jimmy Carter or Ted Kennedy, in terms of advancing the principles of the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. So I don't think that you can count. The Liberty Movement is still strong and growing. Campaign for Liberty is still fighting to audit the Fed, rein in the surveillance state, rein in agencies like the FDA that we just talked about. Rand Paul is still going to use that Senate seat to advance the principles of liberty in Washington, D.C., and in the federal government. We have new representatives and new spokespeople, new media figures coming up every day. I think Rand has a bright future ahead of him, and I think so does the Liberty Movement.
Well, I quite agree, Norm. And a true friend of liberty has left the presidential race, but is very much still fighting for all of us in the United States Senate. Well, that ends another edition of this program, and Robert will be back to take over the helm in the next episodes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.